This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. It says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. For this song, let us come and adore him. Oh, come, let us. Adore him. What does it mean to adore him? To adore means to worship. It means to admire. It means to be extremely fond of. The wise men came to worship Jesus. Wise men still seek him. Wise men still worship him. Let us adore the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us adore him. Not some rock musicians. Let us adore him. Not some politicians. Let us adore him. Not some teachers. Let us adore him. Not some presidents. Let us adore him. Not even the preacher. Let us adore him. Not a movie star. But the bright and the morning star. How are we meant to adore him? Number one, let us adore him rightly. John chapter 4 verse 24 says, God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not just a gentle infant. Some of us still have the picture of a baby. It's not that. But of a glorious incarnation. It's not just a good man, but a God man. It's not just a teacher, but also the truth, the way, and the life. He is God's truth. Number two, let us adore him repeatedly. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat something against thee, because thou hast lost or left thy first love. As we live in this world, we should adore him daily. As we labor in his field, we should adore him daily. As we seek for his return, we should adore him daily. Number three, let us adore him reverently. Mark chapter 12 from verse 6. Having yet therefore one son, his beloved, he sent him also unto them, saying, revere him, reverence my son. He should be the first in your topmost priority. Let us give him preference. Let us give him the first place. Let us give him praise. Let us give him preeminence. Yes, he could be your savior, and you have accepted him as a savior. But indeed, have you made him the Lord of your life? Two different things. We're enjoined to receive him not only as a savior, but as the Lord. Who is the Lord of your life? The Lord of your life is the one that takes the decisions of your life. He's the one that decides what you do. He's the one that decides the rhythm of your life. That is the Lord. Have you given him the place in your life as the Lord of your life? The one whom you should obey. The one whom you should submit to. He's not enough for you to be born again. He's not enough for you to receive the sacrifice that God made even through his son. Much more than that, what kind of life are you living? Is he truly the Lord of your life? Or are you running your own life? Let us adore him reverently, because he must take the preeminence in our lives. Number four, let us adore him responsively. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 11. Say, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Let us respond to his adoration by loving one another. Let us respond to this adoration by extending the love to your neighbor. If you say you love him, what is the proof? The proof is that you love your neighbors. Let us respond to his adoration by loving his children. Let us respond to his adoration by sharing our faith. When was the last time that you shared Jesus with someone? Many of us have given out material gifts, and sometimes we expect people to give us gifts during this season. Many have sent out many cards. And greetings. But come to think of it, how many people have you shared Jesus with? How many? One of the ways in which we respond to his adoration is when we share him. To a dying world. People are dying every day. What are you doing with the gift of God that you have received? When last did you share Jesus with someone? When last did you seize the opportunity or that opportunity to tell someone about Jesus Christ? The greatest need, especially in this moment or this season, the greatest need for man is not even the gift that we give. Gift of cakes, of shoes, new suits, cars, all these things are okay. But that is not man's greatest need. Matthew chapter 1, from verse 21 and 23, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Behold, the virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Man's greatest need is the forgiveness of sin. If our greatest needs had been food, God would have sent an agriculturist. If our greatest need had been housing, affordable housing, God will have sent a building engineer or an architect. If our greatest need had been information or education, God will have sent an educator. If your greatest need had been technology, God would have sent a scientist. If man's greatest need was money, God would have sent an economist. If your greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer. If your greatest need was politics, God will have sent a politician. But the greatest need of mankind is the forgiveness of the sin. That is why God sent his son for the sole purpose of dealing with sin in our lives. Do not be deceived. Jesus Christ is the only solution to sin. Civilization doesn't change the nature of man. No. Today, man could go into the moon and explore the galaxies, but man remains man. There is technological advancement in various dimensions. But man is still man. It has not changed that need. Many cultures of the earth has advanced, but man is still man. There is advancement in the social structure of the entire world, but it has not changed man. Right from the time that man fell till this moment, his need is the forgiveness of his sin. This same sin was what made Lucifer Satan. There was nothing wrong with Lucifer. Nothing. It was a beautiful creature of God. Nothing. It was sin that made Lucifer Satan. Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That is the solution of God to mankind. It was sin that brought the separation between man and God and has caused that rift. Jesus is the solution. It's still that same sin that would deny people of the everlasting joy in going to heaven after they have departed this world. I hope not you. If only you receive today the greatest gift, if only you will respond to his adoration by receiving him into your life and living a life that is worthy of his praise. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that we will continue to adore him for eternity. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Go ahead and speak to God this morning. Go ahead and speak to God this morning. Do you know him? Do you know him personally? Maybe you are here, you don't know him. Why would you not respond to that adoration by saying, Jesus Christ, come into my life this morning? I know I'm a sinner in need of a solution from a Savior. This morning, I open up my heart and I say, please forgive me, because the greatest need is the forgiveness of my sin. Go ahead and speak to God. The greatest need is a Savior that saves from the power of sin, from the presence of sin. The power of sin can be broken over your life. Will you this morning open up your heart and confess your sins unto him and say, Jesus Christ, come into my life? If you don't know him, know him this morning. And if you are here, you are living a life that is just run by you, then he's not your Lord. If you are here, you have not yet submitted your entire life to Him completely, then you are still the Lord of your life. Would you speak to Him this morning and say, Lord, please have mercy on me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Let us adore Him rightly. Let us adore Him repeatedly. Let us adore Him reverently. Let us adore Him responsibly. And live a life that is worthy of His praise. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. I pray for someone here this morning that when the time comes, because of this, you will make heaven. Go ahead and just adore Him one more time.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.